Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for October 6, 2020. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the Bing Webmaster Tool tutorials are near to release, the upcoming chat with Web Stories Makers, the site success chat with Chaz Greener replay is ready for you, what's up with recent email delivery issues, why you need to get off junk email providers, the carrot that's in front of my horse that's causing long hours, an update on the ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg plugin causing massive file buildup, the Cloudflare plugin lost its mind for a little while, a bombshell from SiteGround as they drop WordPress support, why I'm excited about WordPress Core finding a way to host Google Fonts locally, and what this means for plugin and theme devs and us, and a synopsis of the important live Q&A from Webpage Test and its new owner, Catchpoint. So let's dive in. I sure do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. It's a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday, and almost always have breaking news for the day too. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All tips, advice, and suggestions in this and all Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to empower DIY site owners who are not on hosting that is restrictive in what you can and can't do with your site and hosting setup. So if you have any doubts about what type of host you're on and if the tips I give here will work for you, go read my post on what is managed hosting. In Bloggate happenings, you know, getting those new Google Web Stories plugin posts and tutorial out last week really threw off my schedule. You know, they took about 25 hours that I was not counting on. But my analytics tell me they were well worth it. So this week I've been putting in some overtime to play catch up, because I have a major carrot hanging from a stick in front of me, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. And woohoo, the Bing Webmaster Tools tutorials are near release. 5 of the new Bing Webmaster Tools tutorials are complete, and I'll be finishing up the rest to go into a whole new section for them in the DIY SEO course this week. I basically wiped out my Bing account and started over for these tutorials so I could see the new onboarding process in the interface, and boy am I glad I did. It most definitely has bugs that you'll want to know how to deal with when verifying your sites and adding your sitemap and such, but I'll also say that I sure do like working in that Bing interface way more than Google Search Console. It's far easier to read and find things, and not so cryptic in what it tells you either. Now, folks in the course should look for an email when I do release the new Bing tutorials. And I'll be making a new section for the Google Web Stories plugin too in the DIY SEO course. Now, I've got more info coming on that, including a live session for the DIY SEO members who are already making stories. You know, some of y'all jumped on the beta, and it would be great to see everyone's stories and what has become of your SEO on it, too. Now, I'm thinking we'll be meeting next week. I'll send you an email as soon as I can get things cleared and set up. And woohoo, last week I had the pleasure of kicking off the new Client Site Success Chat Series with a live session in which Chaz Greener shared what going through a site audit was like and how it helped her quadruple her revenue and increase her subscriber rate to 20 to 50 a day. Now that replay is ready for you in case you missed the live stream, and definitely worth a listen. Now, I've already got more interviews lined up, and I'll be scheduling those as soon as I can get caught up again with these new tutorials and such. And hey, for the past couple of weeks, I've had clients report that they're either not getting my emails in a timely manner or that they're going to spam. Now, I called G Suite support, and they said my entire setup is clean as a whistle. And I put this out to my webmasters, and they said several of their clients are reporting the same issues. So I'm going to blame this on the raging DDoS attacks that are still happening. Now, for me, the clients that seem to be having the worst trouble getting the emails are on spammy email providers like Hotmail, Yahoo, and even AOL. Folks, if you're using those junk email providers, please step up to a decent provider. At least get on Gmail. Better yet, get your domain-related email on G Suites or such. It's only $5 a month and ensures you have the best email send-receive rate. Now, about that carrot in front of my horse. You know, I am beyond itchy to start doing all the testing and research for my new video SEO course. I had planned to create that this summer, so I'm a wee bit behind, but not by much. And I have a little voice telling me to jump on this train now. And there's no point in having little voices if you don't listen to them. And that's why I'm putting in late hours and even working on the weekend to get caught up from making those web stories posts and get back on track with the Bing tutorials, plus all the client work. Now, I am not going to miss this train. I know huge opportunities are just waiting on me to get on board. And last week, I asked how y'all deal with overwhelm. You know, a few of you emailed me with your tricks and tips, and I thank you for those. I've heard that highly successful folks act with a sense of urgency at all times. You know, I get that from being inspired and feeling the power of that wave under me. But that also requires a high degree of discipline to not run off with a new shiny thing too much and hold focus on what's in front of me until it's complete, because there are always new shiny things to get distracted by, aren't there? And hey, even though I'm keeping pace with my projected timeframes for current site services clients, new requests are still coming in. Now, we're now into mid and late November for the wait list. So, if there are site audit projects you want to guarantee get finished before the end of the year, you need to get those requests in now. Keep in mind that the wait list time I'm giving you is the start time of the project, and some of these things take weeks to complete. And also, I want to remind folks that I do not offer one-off fix-it services. All fixes are in relation to site audits. So if you just need troubleshooting, then you'll want to find another provider for that. All right, y'all, those are the happenings around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In plugin tips, woohoo! I've got an update for you on the ultimate add-ons for Gutenberg massive file issue. Brainstorm Force Support has been able to replicate this issue by working with my client who first reported it. There's a conflict with the UAG plugin when used in combination with an Astra custom layout when a full width banner was placed at the top of a post. Now, there will be a UAG bug fix sent out soon. And thanks so much to Shelly of Frugal Family Home for catching, reporting, and working with support to get this issue resolved. And ooh, the Cloudflare plugin lost its mind. Late last week, it seems like Cloudflare mistakenly put out a new plugin release that went bonkers. Now, I believe it's fixed, as I can't see anything on the Cloudflare status page to indicate otherwise anymore. And I want to thank Marilyn Lesniak of Marilyn's Treats for the heads up about it. She posted about it in our private Site Audit Client Facebook group. And hey, if you're in that group, but you only pop in when you're having trouble, you're missing a lot. I'd like to encourage you to be active more often so that Facebook shows you posts and your news feed and such too, and you'll get the chance to help others as well. Plus, you'll get some love on your post and such too, as we're having share days once in a while as well. In hosting tips, woo! If you're on SiteGround or planning to go there or see them recommended in blogging groups, oh, you need to read this post. SiteGround drop support for WordPress. Now, my opinion of SiteGround has never been high, and it just keeps dropping with every change they make. So be sure to go read that post. In Speed Tips, woo, I was thrilled to see this proposal from WordPress. They're looking into the idea of hosting Google Fonts locally and finally making an easy way to do it. Now, there are plugins and code that you can do this with now, but they say it does not make enough speed difference to jump through the hoops to do it that way. Well, it does make some difference to speed, but it makes even more difference to security with the way WordPress is getting super serious about connecting everything via the REST API. Now, you may recall me talking about API connections in the last several Tips Tuesdays, especially the ones with Facebook and Instagram, as those current connections are going to break October 24th. Now, what me and webmaster designers need to know is how this proposal will impact themes. What about Font Awesome? You know, a lot of share plugins still use that font library for symbols, and it's the devil for speed, way more than Google Fonts. Plus, I have to wonder if all of this is coming about due to WordPress wanting to move from dash icon support to new SVG images for symbols and such too. Now, we'll be keeping our eyes on this, but because it's such a deep change, I don't expect it to happen until next year. And even then, measures will be taken for backwards compatibility for existing themes and plugins. Hey, I got a synopsis for you on the webpage test live Q&A. You know, 2 weeks ago, you may recall me reporting on the sale of webpage test to Catchpoint. Webpage test is my workhorse performance tester. Well, they did a live Q&A session last week to address any concerns and give us a vision of what changes they're going to be making with it. For now, the previous owner, Patrick Meenan, is still the lead dev for it. And I was thrilled to hear him share more of the backstory of webpage test and how he was running it off a server in his basement all this time. Now, I was also delighted to hear about the main changes they plan to make, which will be to get it off that one server and scale it pretty radically. And this is where Catchpoint comes into play, as they're going to be offering paid monitoring services once they hit that scalability. Now, you can install a private instance of webpage test to do that now, but this will make that service available for a lot more smaller enterprise level site owners who maybe don't quite have a big enough IT team or big enough servers of their own to handle that task. And the free version is not going to change much for now or for the foreseeable future. In the chat, they talked about maybe bringing the interface into something that doesn't look like it was built in the 1990s, but Patrick said that there is a lot of muscle memory to take into account, and they don't want to throw users off by not being able to find and click stuff as easily as they can now. And I was beyond thrilled to hear that Catchpoint is dedicated to throwing money at hiring the folks needed to get all new documentation created for the tester. Now, I think their focus for what that will be is for enterprise level users, but I may throw my hat into the ring on this so they don't forget about those of us who make a living helping bloggers. Now, I already create tutorials on it, so it wouldn't be a big stretch for me to create that public documentation too, if nothing else. I like to collaborate with other pro users on it and see what other tips and tricks I can learn too. Now, another thing I was thrilled to hear is that Patrick is now freed up to work on the tester itself and bring the checks up to speed, literally, with how the current Chrome browser works. Now, you may recall last week that I reported on issues with it not displaying lazy load facts correctly. I spent a lot of time with the WP Fastest Cache dev trying to figure out if there was an issue with the paid version of that plugin. Nope. there's an issue with the tester. So I love to get a backdoor open with Patrick to get this specific issue addressed in the tester too, as it directly impacts our speed scores. And it's not that I can afford to take on another job, but the fact is, web page test is vital to the success of my core business, which revolves around site audits. And I'm doing some of these tests and tutorials for it anyway. So if I can get an inside scoop and be paid for the time, then it's a win-win for all of us. And I'll keep you posted on how this goes. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.